Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast with Pastor Kevin J. Norton. We'd like to take this opportunity to invite you and your family to any of our services beginning Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 10:45 our morning worship, and evening worship on Sunday at 6 p.m., our midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our church is located 1 mile off Highway 27 on the Mountain View Road. We're just an old-fashioned King James Bible-believing Baptist church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Each time I stop and take the time to look around me, I see the signs of His appearing everywhere.
Amen. What a beautiful day the Lord's given this morning, and I trust that you're up getting ready to go to the house of the Lord this morning to honor the Lord. The first fruits of your heart this morning present your body a living sacrifice, and to enter in through His gates with thanksgiving, His courts with praise, and come before His presence with singing and gladness in your heart. Let us magnify the name of our God together. Let us exalt His name. He's worthy of all praise, of thanks, and glory, and honor this morning. And I hope this morning that you'll have a heart for worship in the house of God this morning. Not go to criticize or to find out what's going on in the gossip lines, but this morning to go and just present yourself and honor the Lord this morning and give Him praise for all that He's done for you. How good the Lord's been to watch over us and care for us, provide for us, and keep us from harm's way, and He is deserving of all of our adoration this morning. Remember these on our prayer list today: Pauline Loggins and Mildred Hawkins, and also Rachel Cordell. Remember Frankie Klein this morning, also Caleb Nance and Blake Bramlett, Christina Hurley, Bob and Linda Schaefer, Buddy Rawson this morning, Miss Betty Simpson, also Johnny Tucker in prayer, Kobe Valls, and member Brantley Palmer this morning, Stella Burnett, Josh Elrod, Elizabeth Ransom, also Angie Wells and Tammy Shields this morning. I remember Faye Adams and also John Payne this morning, and we also want to remember Kathy Cooper in prayer. that the Lord would undertake for all of her needs this morning. And he certainly knows what they are, and we want to pray for them. Remember Jacob McKenna this morning, also Ann Webb. And remember also Brother Cecil Parrish this morning. And has been down in the back. We certainly remember him in prayer. Remember Hoyt and Edna Owens this morning in prayer. Remember also a special request for Maxine Latta that the Lord take care of her needs this morning. Too much in prayer, so I hope that you will. I remember these this morning. Hope this song is a blessing to you this morning.
While walking down a memory lane, a path of long ago, old Satan came right by my side, making me feel low. He brought up thoughts of hurt and pain when I had gone astray. He wanted to discourage me as I walked along life's way. He said, "You're undeserving, 'cause I know where you've been. I have a record of your life when you were bound by sin. I know your darkest secrets that you would never tell. What makes you think you don't deserve a place with me in hell?" Well, I heard the old accuser, and this was my reply: "You're right for all those things I've done. I sure deserve to die. My righteousness is filthy rags. My goodness isn't clean. There's only one thing I can say to what you've said to me. It's under the blood. Oh, praise His dear name. I'm not what I used to be. My life has been changed, not shackled by sin and shame. It's already gone. Victory was given me when I was born again. He washed my stain and sinful past when I was bound by sin. No longer do I bear the mark that sin had brought my way. With happiness and peace of mind, praise God, I now can say, it's under the blood. Sin and shame, it's already gone. I'm happy reminding Him it's under the blood. I'm happy reminding Him it's under the blood."
Amen. Mark chapter number 2 this morning, verses number 18. The Bible said, "The disciples of John and of the Pharisees used to fast, and they come and say unto him, Why do the disciples of John and the Pharisees fast, but thy disciples fast not? And Jesus said unto them, Can the children of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days." Our Heavenly Father and our God, once again this morning we come before you thanking you, God, for such a beautiful day that you've given this morning, God, your blessings upon our life. And Lord, for the very breath that we draw this morning, God of heaven, for all how that you've done for us this past week and watching over us and caring for us, providing how everything that we've needed, God of heaven, you've kept us from harm's way. And how, Lord of heaven, all the benefits and the blessings that we've enjoyed at your hand, God, that how we just want to give you thanks this morning, God. Exalt you, Lord, above measure. And I pray this morning that wherever your people are gathered together, Lord, that you'd be in the midst. And may the name of Christ be uplifted. May he this morning be exalted above measure. May he draw all of us unto himself this morning, God. I pray that you'd anoint your men, God, as they stand and proclaim the truths of thy word this morning, God. May it find lodging place in the hearts and lives of those this morning, God, whose ears are open this morning, I pray. pray that this morning, God, that you touch these that we made mention that are sick. Those this morning upon the bed of affliction this morning, God, those that are struggling in the battle this morning, God, that you'd send reinforcements their way. Encourage discouraged hearts this morning, God, in this generation in which we live. I do pray this morning that you'd remind us this morning, oh God, that you're still in charge and in control of all things this morning. I pray you'd have your way and your will this morning in all of this. We ask in Jesus' lovely name, amen, this morning, and amen. The Bible said this morning here that the days that will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. I want to preach from the thought this morning concerning some facts on fasting. Some facts on fasting this morning. Now, I realize it's not a popular subject and probably not a very practical service that we're engaged in anymore these days. But the Bible said, then shall they fast. It seems like nowadays we major on feasting instead of fasting. We're more concerned with feeling instead of emptying ourselves out before God this morning. It's not that God takes pleasure in our suffering or that He wishes us to deny us anything this morning. In fact, then, friend, God is a giver of all things that we have this morning. But fasting is the first step in following the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said, if any man follow me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. It's the first step in bringing our body under subjection. It's the first step in presenting our body a living sacrifice. It is the first step in humbling our soul and showing our sincerity unto God this morning. And now it's not just an Old Testament theme or a ritual this morning. Dear friend, that the old prophets, I thank God, performed this morning. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, in the New Testament, there's example after example. Amen. Concerning fasting, I thank God this morning. One reason why we don't see the power of God displayed as they did in times past. And one reason why we don't see our prayers answered, why we don't see the blessings fall, why we don't see and feel the moving of the Spirit of God, dear friend, because it's hard for the Spirit, I thank God, to move when we're always catering to our own flesh this morning. Amen. You know I'm telling you the truth. Our generation is so fixed on buy now and pay later. We expect God to keep up with the times. We want the blessing before the burden. We want the victory before the battle. We want the satisfaction before the suffering. And yet the Bible said it's when Zion travails that she'll bring forth this morning. Amen. Fasting this morning, you'll find a detailed account in Isaiah chapter 58. The Bible said it is the affliction of our soul. Amen. Psalm 69 and 10. It is the chastening of our soul. Psalm 35 and 13. It is the humbling of our soul this morning. You see, fasting has much more to do with the internal man as it has to do with the outward man this morning. It's not just an outward expression, but it's an inward transformation that takes place when we restrict the outer man this morning. Amen. I thank God it's when we restrain this morning to yield to that which we do so naturally, and that is to eat. Amen. Dear friend, that's the first thing. Dear friend, that's on our mind when we get up in the morning. Amen. I thank God the first thing we come out of the womb, dear friend, is to eat. Amen. That's why you have 1, 3, and 4 o'clock feedings. Amen. We have 3 square meals a day. Amen. My dear friend, I'll tell you, in the Old Testament, my dear friend, we read about the scriptures that God fed Israel in the morning manna, and he fed them quail in the evening. How the Bible said when Elijah was there by the brook, that God sent ravens two times a day to feed him, thank God. But you know, when we come along, we had to add lunch in there between breakfast and supper. And then we try to squeeze in brunch. A teenager thinks there's the difference between dinner and supper, that it's two distinctive meals. Amen. The fact of the matter is, we're always feeding this flesh. Amen. And brother, every now and again, I hear from the Bible said, then shall they fast. Every once in a while, we ought to, thank God, restrain ourselves. Our dear friend, let the spiritual man get the upper hand in our life. Our dear friend, now, it's not a commandment to fast. In fact, under the law, there's only one day, and that was the Day of Atonement. All others, thank God, our dear friend talked about special days of deliverance. In fact, God ordained one fasting day and five feasts. Amen. Our dear friend, I'll tell you, God doesn't require a lot for us. But the Bible said, then shall they fast. In fact, the Bible said the Pharisees fasted twice in a week. And Jesus said that our righteousness ought to exceed that of the Pharisees. We're not commanded, but we are compelled, our dear friend, to fast, to have a time of discipline, a time of self-denial in our lives this morning. Amen. So why fast? Because God's word teaches it. Amen. Joel chapter number 2, the Bible said, proclaim a fast. Amen. Matthew chapter 6, the Bible talks about fasting. Amen. When Jesus went in the wilderness, our dear friend, he was prepared to face a temptation because, our dear friend, he had fasted and prayed. Our dear friend, it's practiced by God's people. Moses and Samuel and Daniel and Elijah and David and Peter and Paul, all of these great men of God this morning were involved in fasting. Job said, our dear friend, that I desire him more than my necessary bread. Our dear friend, Jesus said, I have manna you know not of, and it's my meat to do the will of the Father that sent me this morning. Amen. And so, our dear friend, every once in a while, our dear friend, and more times than often, our dear friend, we need, our dear friend, to focus on fasting of this flesh this morning. Now, notice three things this morning concerning some facts on fasting. First of all, notice the method of fasting this morning. There's a right way and there's a wrong way this morning. I'm not judging you on how you do it this morning. Brother, that's between you and God. But I know how sneaky the flesh is. Amen. Fasting is between you and God. Amen. And dear friend, but I'm telling you, people hear you when you pray. People hear you when you preach. People hear you when you sing. They see how you dress. They watch how you act. And dear friend, they know how you live. And dear friend, but fasting is something you do between you and God this morning. And so there is a method to our fasting. There must first of all be a seeking of God. There must be a reason to fast. Amen. That's why Joel said, proclaim a fast. Amen. You know, technically, I fast from about 11 o'clock at night till about 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. Amen. My dear friend, I'll tell you, when I get a cold, my dear friend, and don't don't feel like eating anything. Brother, it's hard to say I've been fasting. Amen. Dear friend, there must be a reason why we're fasting. Amen. I realize sometimes you may, dear friend, get so caught up in work or get rushed. Dear friend, you don't have time for dinner. You don't have time for lunch. Dear friend, but we can't say that we fasted. Dear friend, because we didn't sanctify it. We didn't proclaim it. Dear friend, just like the Passover, God doesn't want the lame or the sick or the feeble. God wants our best efforts to be put forth. Amen. Dear friend, to fast when we're healthy. Proclaim it for a purpose and say, God, I'm going to set aside this time of fasting. Amen. Dear friend, not to announce it to the world, but to thank God, declare it unto God this morning. There must be sincerity. The Pharisees fasted out of duty. They fasted out of habit. They fasted out of ritual. Amen. They were on a schedule. Dear friend, it wasn't for their help, but for their recognition. Not out of a broken heart, but out of pride. Amen. Thank God this morning, God doesn't want us fasting out of bitterness. Dear friend, God never asked me to declare a hunger strike. Amen. But God wants me to be sincere when I set aside a time to fast. Amen. And then there must be secrecy. Amen. Dear friend, listen, fasting, dear friend, this morning is not for the praise of men. It is for the favor of God. Amen. The Bible said, what thou doest in secret, thy heavenly Father will see. Amen. The Bible said, when you fast, be not like the Pharisee. Amen. That make faces and appear unto men to fast, but wash thy face, anoint thy head. Amen. Let not thy left hand know what your right hand is doing. Amen. I realize we'd all like to look more spiritual than we are. Amen. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, you can make a reason for not to eat in a crowd. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you this morning, there needs to be a method to our fasting if we want it to count, if we want God to recognize it, if we want to touch the heart of God. Amen. And then secondly, there needs to be a means of fasting this morning. Amen. What does fasting consist of? What's the definition? Is it just abstaining from eating? Amen. Dear friend, it is denying yourself. It is restraining the carnal man. Amen. It is to be more spiritually aware. Amen. The Bible said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen. And so, dear friend, there are different means of fasting this morning. Dear friend, there are different degrees of fasting. Amen. Several levels. Dear friend, you'll find it throughout the Word of God. Dear friend, yes, there is abstaining from food and water. Amen. There have been those, dear friend, that would not eat or drink. Amen. The Bible said that David fasted, dear friend, because, dear friend, that his child was hanging. The life of his child was hanging in the balance. Dear friend, there are those that just would not eat. Dear friend, and yet they drank. There are those like Daniel, dear friend, that would not eat the dainty things. The Bible said he ate pulse and drank water. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 7 says there's a fasting of intimacy, dear friend, between a husband and a wife. Amen. Dear friend, the Bible said before the battle that God commanded the soldiers not to come at their wives. Amen. Dear friend, sometimes it do us good to fast from the TV set. Amen. I doubt very seriously, brother, if we could go all day without turning on the boob tube. Amen. And so there are different degrees of fasting. There are different durations. Amen. Dear friend, oftentimes it depends on the circumstance. Dear friend, Hannah fasted for one meal. David fasted for a day. Esther fasted for 3 days. The Bible said the day
death of Saul. How that the kingdom of God fasted for a whole week. Amen. How dear friend Daniel fasted for 3 weeks. How Moses and Elijah and the Lord Jesus for 40 days. How they fasted. Amen. How dear friend the degree of fasting and the duration of fasting. How dear friend that is personally between you and God. Amen. This morning. And then there are the demands. How dear friend there's something more than just abstaining from eating or denying yourself worldly or fleshly pleasures. It is embracing the weightier matters of the law. Amen. Isaiah 58. God said it's not the fast that I desire. Amen. But it is. Feeding the hungry it is. Showing compassion to those that are sick this morning. Amen. I'm telling you there are, dear friend, things that we need to do that pleases God this morning in living right and doing what is right in the sight of God. Amen. And so there is this morning a method to fasting. There are means of fasting. And then lastly, I want you to notice there's a motive for fasting. What motivates us to fast? What motivates us to deny ourselves? And what are the benefits? Thank God of fasting this morning. Amen. When you look throughout the Word of God, sometimes it is a national crisis. Amen. Jehoshaphat, our dear friend, they fasted. Ezra, our dear friend, fasted. Our dear friend, Esther, our dear friend, Mordecai fasted because, our dear friend, there was a national crisis. Our dear friend, sometimes for personal power. In Matthew 17 and 21, when the disciples could not heal, and they asked the Lord Jesus why, he said, this kind of power goes out nothing but by prayer and by fasting. Amen. Sometimes it is for direction. In Acts 13, the Bible said that the church fasted to know who to send out on the missionary field. Sometimes it is because we're in distress. David and Hannah fasted. Dear friend, because, dear friend, of personal distresses in their life. Sometimes because of bad news. Nehemiah fasted. The Ninevites fasted. Thank God, sat down in sackcloth and ashes. Job sat down and fasted because trouble had come to his door and he needed to get a hold of God. Daniel fasted because he needed understanding. Amen. And I'm telling you, fasting will open doors. It'll bring protection. It'll answer prayer this morning. It'll bring healing. It'll bring instruction this morning. It'll give you strength. Thank God to face another day, to walk another mile, to fight another battle. Dear friend, it gets God's attention. It shows our sincerity. Dear friend, and so there are some benefits under fasting this morning. Amen. You ought to try it. Dear friend, you ought to practice it this morning. Dear friend, tell God. Dear friend, I'll tell you one thing, brother. When you proclaim a fast and you determine I'm going to fast tomorrow or I'm going to miss a meal, dear friend, your flesh and the devil will fight you tooth and nail. Amen. You'll have people call you that you ain't talked to in years and offer to buy you dinner. Amen. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, you stick to your guns and God will honor it and God will bless it. Dear friend, this morning, and it'll bring you closer into God and walk with Him this morning. May the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.